Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu the Magician. Waters of the Nile. That's the name of Chandu's thrilling new magic trick. The gravity-defying trick you can get for just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Next time you go to a party, tell everyone that you have learned to overcome the law of gravity. Then, while they watch, fill an ordinary pop bottle full of water. Show everyone that the water pours out in the usual way, then fill up the bottle again, and slowly turn the bottle upside down. And to everyone's amazement, the water remains suspended in defiance of gravity. You can even insert a match, a toothpick, or a pencil, and not a drop of water will spill out once you've mastered this water trick. And all it costs you is a dime, just 10 cents in coin, and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive this water trick promptly, postpaid. That's Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. Deep in the Siamese jungle, Frank Chandler and the Regents are at the mercy of a primitive tribe of serpent worshippers. And at a barbaric ritual, with the painted native faces hideous in the light of the ceremonial fire, Dorothy Regent is doomed to death. Even Chandler can do nothing to save her, for as the yogi had warned, he is powerless to make use of the occult forces he had mastered in India. But late that night, in the hut where she is held, Dorothy hears Bob outside. Despite her frantic insistence that he will bring disaster to them all, Bob refuses to return to the bungalow. Chandu, the magician.
Bob, for heaven's sake, listen to me. That noise will wake up the whole village. Go away.
I will not, Mom. The minute I found this knife over there at the bungalow, I knew I could get you out of here.
Oh, Bob.
The wall's just made out of dried palm branches. I'll have the hole big enough in a minute.
But the guard...
I told you I knocked him out, Mom.
Bob, stop that.
And besides, I tied him up with a piece of...
Go down there and untie him this minute. Before anyone sees him, they'll kill you.
Now, Mom, I got this far and nothing's happened.
Where's Uncle Frank?
In his room, I hope. Look... Can you squeeze through here?
No. And even if I could, I wouldn't do it.
Mom, you've just got to.
Oh, darling, listen. We have a whole week. Nothing will happen to me before that. But if you interfere, they might...
No sale. Uncle Frank can sit around and do nothing if he wants to. And Dr. Shaw, too. Not me.
Well, Uncle Frank's not just sitting around doing nothing. He's trying everything he can.
Yeah. Well, doggone it, Mom. You don't know how it feels to think of you shut up in this dump. I can't stand it any longer. It makes me sick.
Oh, darling, I know, but...
And that's not the worst of it. Oh, jeepers, I didn't mean to remind you of that, but... You know what I mean. I'm not going to leave you in here until it... Well, I'm just not going to do it. There. Now.
That noise will wake every man in the village.
Come on, Mom. You've got to now. When they find this hole in the wall, they'll think you did it. Holy Moses.
What is it, Bob? What is it?
There's a fellow standing over there in the path.
Oh, I told you they'd hear all that noise.
I don't think he's seen me yet.
Oh, get away from here, Bob. Go on.
He'll spot me in a minute. I'll come inside until he goes away.
Be careful. hear you. Where is he?
Right over there at the edge of the jungle.
Where?
Don't you see him?
It's so dark. Oh, yes, I see him now. Bob, listen. The moon will be up in a little while. And you'll never get back to the bungalow without being seen. As soon as that man goes away, if he does...
Mom! Listen.
What did you hear?
Somebody walking, I thought.
But it can't be one of the natives. They move like shadows.
Yeah. Hey, look! That other guy is going back the way he came. He didn't see a thing.
Oh, thank goodness. Now go, Bob, while you can.
No. They'll think you cut through the wall.
They know I haven't a knife.
Oh, no, they don't. They say you killed that priest with one.
Oh, well, don't stand here arguing.
Now, look. Bob. Uncle Frank.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Frank, take him back to the bungalow.
Come out of there, Bob. What did you think you'd accomplish by this?
Well, I thought if I got Mom over to the bungalow, you'd know what to do next. How'd you know where I was?
I looked into your room. You weren't there. I thought you might be over here. When I saw the guard tied up...
Is he still out?
Yes. Tell me, did he see your face?
No. He didn't know what hit him.
Are you sure?
You bet.
All right. Now listen, Dot.
Frank, what can I say about this hole in the wall?
Just say you know nothing about it. I've untied the guard. When he comes to, if he really didn't see Bob... He'll believe some native spirit is after him.
And cut that hole?
Certainly. Especially when your mother's still here. Where's the knife you used?
Right here. It's Dr. Shaw's, I guess.
Come on. I'll be over in the morning, Dot. Robert should be back by then. And this may all be over.
Oh. All right, Frank.
This way, Bob.
Yeah.
We don't want to be seen near the temple.
I know you think I'm a dope.
Bob, I've told you a dozen times not to try anything like that. And you know there's no way out of the village except by the jungle trails of the river.
Well, you're the one that made us come here.
Don't you think I know that? Do you suppose there's a moment of the day or night when I don't think of it? I'd take your mother's place in there right now if I could. I'm sorry, Bob. It's not you I'm talking to. It's myself.
That's okay. I won't say anything about it again.
I don't blame you. You know, it may be a good thing you did all that. If Bitong thinks the native gods are behind it, well, we'll have to wait and see.
You mean he might let Mom go?
Maybe.
And as soon as Dad comes back, we can get out of here. Or are you going to stay here?
Well, I know.
Betty thought you might be going to stay and take Dr. Shaw's place. A lot of help he's been.
Well, he's been here so long, I'm afraid he's... Why, there's a light under Betty's door. Betty?
Oh, dear.
Haven't you been to bed?
What are you doing up?
Oh, Uncle Frank and I were out in the clear...
Mother!
Nothing, dear.
I can't sleep, Uncle. Bob, stay and talk to me, won't you?
Well, sure. This dump is enough to give anybody the jumps.
You look off.
I bet you I'm into that hut, have you?
I'll see you.
Tell you why I got up and got dressed. Oh, these walls are...
Not going to try anything to get Mama, and it didn't work.
This will?
Yeah.
Oh, look, to the temple in the first place to look...
I guess so. Sure she did.
Well, what if I went over there and told them I killed that temple priest... They'd let Mother go, wouldn't they?
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. If you and I hadn't gotten to such a lot of trouble in Cairo and everywhere, she'd never have believed I'd go into the temple.
Maybe not. Listen.
Huh?
What's that noise? Blow out the candle, quick. I'll peek out and see. Oh, it's only Dr. Shaw.
What's he doing?
Just going down the steps.
I wonder if he heard what we said.
He couldn't, unless he was right outside the window. Maybe not even then. Anyway, he's gone now. What a creep.
I hope he didn't hear us. He might tell Uncle Frank. Bob, don't light the candle again.
Okay. You can't do it, Betty. Mom wouldn't let you. You know she wouldn't.
She won't know anything about it until it's too late. I've thought just exactly how I could do it.
Well, how? Not that I'm going along with it. You must think
You
that...
know what'll happen to Mother if somebody doesn't do something. Uncle Frank's magic doesn't work anymore.
I know that. Well, go on.
I thought I could really go over to the temple this time and just knock on the door. And when one of those temple attendants come, I could tell him I... Oh, Bob.
Well, I have to hand it to you, Bets. I never thought of doing that.
I can hardly bear to think of it. But it's no worse for me than it is for Mother. It's not even as bad.
The only thing is... Well, how would we know they'd let Mom go if you...
We? Oh, you're not going with me.
I sure am. You think you're going in there alone?
We're talking too loud. Uncle Frank will hear us. I've got to do it tonight, Bob. Or I'll be too scared to do it at all.
I know what you mean. But look, Patsy, there's no use starting anything unless we can figure out some way to be sure they'll let Mom go.
Well, help me think of something. If we aren't smarter than a lot of people that think a cobra's a god, we're pretty dumb.
Well, they've outsmarted us up to now. Even Uncle Frank.
I tell you...
Wait a minute. I've got it. Bets, are you sure you want to do it? After all, it...
I'm scared to death, Bob, but I'm going to. Oh, poor Mother.
Okay, let's go. We can go out this door onto the veranda. And Uncle Frank won't know where we are until it's too late.
$0.10 in coin brings you Chandu's mystifying water trick. Just mail 10 cents and a White King granulated soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu will send you this great bargain in magic, the thrilling trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Fill an empty pop bottle full of water. Turn it upside down. A stream of water pours out, of course. But when you have mastered Chandu's mysterious water trick, you can hold the bottle upside down and no water will run out. You can even insert matches or toothpicks through the open mouth. And in apparent defiance of the laws of gravity, the water remains suspended in the bottle. Here is a thrilling trick that will puzzle and entertain everyone, young and old. And you can have it for just 10 cents, just a dime, and a White King soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive Chandu's Waters of the Nile magic trick, postpaid. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Betty Regent is played by Joy Terry. Bob is played by Lee Millar. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.